quarter to six and 27 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I cut this segment out and put it at the beginning of the podcast 99% of the time. And truth be told, on a handful of occasions, we're short of 5 minutes. But a lot more often, if you take the whole package, it exceeds that. Like yesterday, which reminds me, you know, it may just be 5 minutes, but I like talking to you so much that it's hard to just, you know, limit it. So,
sure. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that our listeners mind. Maybe they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no protesters outside the window, I'll tell you. But,
thankfully,
you know,
yeah.
It's kind of early.
Not at my house, for sure.
It's kind of early for protesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, this is the day the funeral for our matriarch, Mabel Louise Stewart, 101 years old. Her passing a week ago Thursday, and the visitation 10 to noon at Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls with the funeral at 11 today, at noon today. So,
wow. Yeah, again, hard to believe.
Yeah.
She's been around longer than both of us.
Yeah, what an impact.
For sure.
Discussing that with one of my coworkers yesterday. And so, I don't know, there's the church, there's the gym. I don't know in terms of what they'll hold, but, I mean, it's going to be, I imagine, a huge gathering. And and then I believe there will be online video streams, I think, through the church, but also through our social media, WWIB, if people are not able to make it. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is good, because we have a wide listening area. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think she touched a lot of lives.
For sure. Yeah, no question about it. What a story.
Yep.
So, I don't know. This is shared by our mutual friend, but you're a little closer to Mark Helpsmeet than I am. But he had this post yesterday. I'm just going to read it, and you can respond. Mark, basically, here's how it reads. They did it first is not a Christian ethic. They do things that are worse is not a Christian ethic. They deserve it because is not a Christian ethic. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, pray for those who persecute you. That's a Christian ethic.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes we get off track, right? I mean, if we end up operating in ways that don't reflect the manner of Christ. You know, I think that was a whole bunch of the Sermon on the Mount is exactly what Jesus was talking about. And unfortunately, it seems like too often think that our response is to strike back harder rather than turning the other cheek, blessing those who persecute us. And I'm as guilty of that as anyone.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's an important thing here. This it's a political election year, and we can get caught up in things.
Yeah.
And so I think, again, recognizing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, wanting the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our lives at all times. And again, Jesus, even some of his disciples, right? I mean, they felt like they wanted him. They thought he was about a political kingdom, and he wasn't then, and he's not now.
Right, yeah. I think it's, you know, it's always, we have these ideas about who Jesus is, and it's like he always pushes us towards deeper love, deeper other-centeredness. The longer we spend with him, the more we realize that.
And if you want to say, well, besides love, there's holiness, funny you should say that, because today's one verse is 1 Peter 1:13, which says,
so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world.
And maybe I was mistaking that for a different verse. I thought I was because I was thinking it was the verse that says, be holy as I am holy. But that'll be another time, I guess. So,
yeah.
But here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved, just that one verse today. Live in light of my glorious story, knowing that you are part of it. Set your hopes squarely upon what my son has already accomplished and what he will soon reveal. The gospel is not a fairy tale that can be put on the shelf when you are bored. It is more real than anything you can comprehend. Allow it to shape your entire life. I gave you a reasoning mind. Use it to think about me. I created you with the ability to hope. Place all your hope in my son. You have glimpsed his grace, but what you have seen holds no candle to what he will reveal when you see him face to face.
I like that line, the gospel's not a fairy tale you can put on the shelf when you're bored. You know, and I think that, again, it's even in an election year, in interpersonal conflict, whatever, it really needs the love of Christ. The gospel needs to guide how we think and engage in the world.
The funny thing is, I mean, I had Facebook up to share the quote that I just did, but one of the quotes I had just seen from there, I think it was C.S. Lewis. It said, one day you'll be old enough to read fairy tales again.
So, yes, classic C.S. Lewis. I love that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that does it for us for a Friday. Can you make breakfast tomorrow?
I will see you tomorrow.
See, now that can be understood two ways. It doesn't mean can you actually physically make the breakfast. Can we meet for breakfast tomorrow?
Boy. Correct. Let's meet for breakfast. I probably will not make it.
Words, you've got to be careful. Thank you, Jason. He's cracked a lot of eggs in his day, though. He has some chef work in his background. Well, on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, we've got our usual birthdays and promise of the day around 6:20. And then a lot of times on Fridays, most times, if I remember it, we try to do weekend birthdays and special events. So a little bit delayed, here we go. Tomorrow, Rowan Atkinson, better known as Mr. Bean, turns 69.
I love Mr. Bean. That's great. The little car that he would drive. Can I just pick the ones that I know?
Yeah.
So TV chef Reed Drummond. There's another chef, and I apologize. I don't know who that is.
Uh-huh.
Nigella Lawson. But Reed Drummond, the Pioneer Woman, is 55. And, yeah, they sell her stuff at Walmart, and I've seen her show on TV when my wife's watching it. So I know who that is.
I don't know who that is, but I'm going to point out Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live turning 40 tomorrow. She plays Weird Barbie in the Barbie movie that was such a hit, and I think people loved her in that. So
I don't know who any of the rest of these are, but
let's go on to special events. Then.
Okay.
For Saturday, tomorrow, oddly enough, explain this to me, is Apple Tree Day. I don't know. Not around here.
It could be when you plant an apple tree, right? So maybe when you hope for an apple tree. I don't know. It's Bean Day.
Because
as well.
Of Mr. Bean, I guess. Also a day, Cuddle Up Day, Shortbread Day, and King Cake Day.
It is Take a Poet to Lunch Day. So any poets in your life, treat them to lunch.
Wow. Okay, it's a day to take down the Christmas tree tomorrow.
Nope, not going to do it. We're going to leave it up.
Okay.
Sweats in the household.
And it's also Fruitcake Toss Day. And then on Sunday, you've got what other special events? Harlem Globetrotters Day.
Yes. You know what? That actually was my, I don't know if you'd call it a bachelor party, but my dad and my brothers and I, we went to a Harlem Globetrotters game and a really nice steakhouse. My brother treated us to that for my bachelor get-together. So
Where was it?
That was in the cities.
Ah, in the cities. Okay. I got to see them in Milwaukee back in the day.
They're a lot of fun.
It is Bobblehead Day on Sunday as well.
Yes. And also Tempura Day?
Tempura, yeah.
I don't know what
that is. Is it kind of like shrimp? It's kind of like shrimp.
I'm just showing all my ignorance this morning because it's like, I don't know who that is.
We got some sushi the other night, and the grocery store said they had a different manufacturer, and this one goes with tempura more than the other one. So there we go.
Well, there you go. I stand informed.
Mm-hmm.
7:46 on a Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on WWIB, where we are family. And this is the time of year, time of day, fam, when we get you caught up on things you might have missed. We know that you're a heady bunch. You're an informed audience, but you can't always stay up to date on everything you want to. News, sports, politics, pop culture. So we do the heavy lifting. We do the legwork. We find all that info for, and we bring it to you every Friday morning in condensed fashion. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Well, Caleb, it's official. 2024 is here.
Which means we're about a year away from seeing campaign ads for the 2028 election.
Great.
Did you hear about this one? The NFL fined the owner of the Carolina Panthers for throwing a beverage into the stands because his quarterback threw an interception.
Who knew the most accurate throw of the game would come from the owner's box?
Right.
The world's largest cruise ship will set sail this month. It holds an amazing 7,600 passengers.
7,600, but still has only 50 deck chairs.
Good luck finding a seat.
A new survey finds almost half of Americans did not read a single book last year.
Who needs books when you have a terms and conditions novel every time you update an app?
Wait, we should read those?
Researchers at West Virginia University are taking on the task of detecting and tracking high-speed space debris.
West Virginia's newest motto, aiming for the stars, settling for space garbage.
Good to have a goal.
Research indicates people benefit more from exercise when they believe it will have a positive effect.
Which is how I justify lifting ounces and ounces of French fries.
I can see the gains.
Finally this morning, scientists say that products claiming to help the body detox are often based on meaningless claims.
The products do, however, help detox your bank account.
That's for sure.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, it seems here in the studio we have the issue sometime of not being able to find a writing utensil when we need it. A couple feet to my right here in the WIB Wake Up Show studios at WWIB, there is an orange WWIB mug, and it's supposed to have some pens, pencils, things like that in it, and it is empty right now. And I'm looking to my left, looking to my right, and not seeing writing utensils. And so we have that from time to time. It's like, oh, I need to write something down, and we cannot find the writing utensil. Well, I think I may have found where they all went. And they're in Colfax, not our Colfax, Colfax in Iowa. The people at Guinness World Records say the world's largest collection of pencils is owned by a man named Aaron Bartholomew of Colfax, Iowa. He has a collection of 69,255 pencils as of the 1st of July of last year, so probably over 70,000 by now. Aaron, again from Colfax, Iowa, has been collecting pencils since he was in the first grade and continues to add to his collection. I remember collecting coins, collecting stamps, collecting football cards. Nothing that I've continued into my mid and late 30s, but he has kept it up since first grade. His assortment includes pencils that date back a century or more, including some from World War II with patriotic slogans. Now, if you are in that same situation, we are in the studio sometime where it's like, hey, anybody have a pen? Anybody have a pencil? Whether he will actually loan those out, I'm not sure.
Well, for our best of the week this morning, we go back to last Friday. Of course, we were not together on Monday, a holiday, New Year's Day, but here's what we got for you.
Hi, this is Brett from Cornell. So I never met Mabel Louise. I'm only 28, but I do remember hearing her on the radio as a child. And now that I'm an adult, I am able to listen to music at work. And this is a station that I tune into every single day. And I'm able to lift my voice up in worship and in song. And that's because of her. That's because of her obedience so many years ago to follow what the Lord was bringing her and her husband in. And so I'm just thankful for that.
And so my first time stopping at the new Chick-fil-A, and man, it was coming up on 2 o'clock on Saturday. I mean, long lines in two lanes for drive-thru. They've got multiple people out, though, getting your orders. And there is just an impressiveness, not only with the way they handle it, but also just, like, there is this upbeat vibe, like, you know, positivity. And so, and the food was delicious as well. So,
people say Chick-fil-A should handle a lot of things with our government as well, too. It probably would be more efficient.
Hey, good news from our friend John this morning as well. PCD John, remember we were praying for him yesterday. And he has weighed in for us on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
Good morning, Mark. The procedure that they did on my legs yesterday at the hospital extended my ability to walk for a number of years. So I want to thank you and your listeners for praying for me. For God is good. He listens to our prayers. And I certainly do appreciate them. Thank you and have a great day.
If you're typical, you'll have five of these in your home. If you're average, you'll have five of what in your house?
Hi, this is Charlotte from Conrath.
Hi, hey, Charlotte.
And I'm going to say pets.
Charlotte from Conrath, is that what we're looking for?
No.
It's not, but thank you for calling in. Such a bright, clear voice on this morning, too.
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kevin.
Is it boxes of cereal?
Is it boxes of cereal? Is it typical to have five boxes of cereal in your home? Kevin from Eau Claire. That's absolutely correct.
A year ago, she actually was in studio in the 11 o'clock hour with Pat Wall on her 100th birthday. And On that day, our Michelle Johnson asked her...
Question. What's on your bucket list?
One more soul.
I knew you would say that.
Yeah. Lost souls. I'd rather have that than anything. And that my great-grandchildren will come to know Jesus as their Savior.
January 3rd, special in our family because someone's turning 25 today.
It's your birthday!
It is a very happy 25th birthday today to my little sister, Promise. Promise is a music teacher at Flambeau High School. Kids in Flambeau, if you're listening, be extra nice to Miss Promise today. I'm sure you are already. I'm sure the stories she tells have no grounds in factual reality. We have a list of things that have been found in the stomachs of pets.
Where are your socks? Maybe your dog's stomach. They found
That's
some socks.
Where they go.
No.
But they only eat one of them. One of them from each pair.
I would just like to share a prayer of thanksgiving. So, Father, I thank you for Mabel Louise. I thank you for the legacy that she left and the fact that we can still today tune in and give glory to you with our voices because of her faithfulness. I thank you for her love for people and for filling her with your spirit. I pray that you would help those who are mourning now. But Lord, I also thank you that we can rejoice because we have the hope and the assurance of heaven, and we know that Mabel is home today. So we thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray that going into this new year, that our mission would echo her legacy of one more soul for your kingdom. I pray that that would be our heart's desire as we mourn and rejoice. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing legacy that she left. We will never forget her, and one day we will all be with her rejoicing, and I thank you for that promise.
Thank you, Brett and Cornell, beginning and ending the best of the week.